Yeah, look, this is a very difficult time for many, many families, and we've always had challenges here in this county in terms of respite, but I have been contacted by numerous families from different parts of the county to simply tell me that they cannot avail of respite services for their loved ones. And we know family carers save the state millions of euro each year caring for their loved ones, but respite is an important part of that. We have serious challenges in the county. St. Joseph's is not offering respite because of fire safety concerns that were highlighted by HICWA earlier in the year. We have Killybeg still not offering a 5-day respite because of staffing issues. And I have written to the HSE asking them for a full breakdown and an explanation of what's happening and when this issue, these issues are going to be rectified, because we can't have families not being afforded the type of respite that is required for them themselves to recharge the battery so that they continue to provide that care for their loved ones, particularly in the run-up to Christmas. It's important that service is available to them.
And as you said, Christmas is, you know, a lot of people are struggling financially. How are people feeling that are affected by this? You've had a lot of people ringing in. What are the emotions from these people?
Yeah, in some cases, there are people who've been offered respite and then they're told that it's withdrawn, that it's cancelled. That throws people's plans up on air. Remember, respite is for people to, in some cases, recharge their batteries so they can continue to do, you know, to provide the care and love and support that they have been doing all year round. In other cases, it's a case where it might be a wedding, a family break or something like, of that nature that now has been postponed and can't go ahead. And it's just simply not acceptable. You know, we're talking to people who have gone without respite for quite a long period of time. And there's a serious challenge in this county. And I've raised this with the government over and over again. I have raised it again with the HSE, and we need to address this urgently. We have two facilities that aren't running properly in terms of respite. That's St. Joseph's and Killybeg. At the very minimum, that needs to be sorted. But the HSE now needs to reach out to private operators and ask if there's capacity within those private facilities to make sure that that people can avail of respite over the next period of time. Absolutely, this is an ongoing issue, and particularly then if you're dealing with parents with children with intellectual disabilities, then it's even worse again, because the services simply don't exist for many parents, and it's not acceptable. We've had Convoy House closed down for respite services. We have, as I said, the issues in St. Joseph's and Killybeg, which happened this year, which means that respite services aren't being provided or not provided 5 days a week. So that has made the situation far worse, and it's not just simply not acceptable. We need to be improving services, not disimproving services. And that's why we need the government to listen, to resource the HSE and to provide the HSE with the plan to actually make sure that the needs of people in this county can be facilitated. And, you know, the lack of respite can throw a family's plans completely in the air. And, you know, I've had situations where people have booked, for example, family holidays that they've had to cancel because respite wasn't available. These are families that maybe have saved all year round to bring their children on holiday. And, you know, at a cost of thousands of euro to have to be cancelled as a result of the fact that services are not being available in the county. That's simply not acceptable, and it has to end.